The competition authorities now have over a decade's experience under their belt, and they really are beginning to have a significant impact on business in South Africa. They're in a unique position to consider public interest issues, and in particular the promotion of small businesses and employment. And this can be seen in Pioneer's settlement last year, where there was an attempt to set up an agro-processing fund to assist small businesses. And that's indicative of the lengths that the competition authorities will go to carry out their public interest mandate. And it's been seen that more and more the enforcement of the Act is taking into consideration the impact that anti-competitive practices also has on consumers. But people need to be aware that the purpose of the Act is not to protect consumers per se, but is to increase competition, which will ultimately have a benefit for consumers. The Competition Commission, in particular, has become far more successful and experienced in prosecuting complaints, and consequently the public understanding of competition issues is encouraging businesses to increase compliance efforts. And this will be really supplemented by the amendments to the Competition Act, which introduce personal criminal liability for directors and managers. This really will increase the stakes, and people will be more conscious of needing to comply with the Act, and it will act as a further disincentive to engage anti-competitive practices. However, the introduction of the penalties may actually have the undesired consequence of making cartel conduct even harder to prosecute. Cartel conduct is by its very nature secretive, and the only way that the competition authorities can become aware of this sort of anti-competitive practice is if someone breaks ranks and provides information about the conduct. Now, the problem is that if coming forward and sharing this information will put someone at risk of criminal prosecution, it's going to be very unlikely that people are going to want to cooperate and they're going to reconsider that position. So in order to make any sort of criminal penalty effective, there are going to have to be very good measures in place to ensure that those who do blow the whistle are sufficiently protected from prosecution.